The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Sean Defoe's new political correspondent with News Talk joins me. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Claire.
So there's plenty going to Cabinet this morning. We were talking earlier on about the reduction in supports for people from Ukraine who are here, but also the fuel support scheme drawn up in the aftermath of the protest. That will be signed off on today, will it?
Yeah, so this, the kind of peace deal, I suppose, that ended those protests a couple of weeks ago, at least with the official groups, the official hauliers and farmers. So there's two elements going to the Cabinet this morning. One in relation to agriculture, that's a 100 million euro package. About 15 million of that is going towards fisheries and aquaculture, and 85 towards the farming sector, and largely through a pretty heavy subsidy for fuel, for green diesel, essentially. So what they are putting in place, they say, is going to equate to a reduction of about 274 euro for 1,000 litres of green diesel. And, you know, that kind of sounds grand on the face of it, except when you look at the costs of green diesel and how they've gone up, because it was 97 cent a litre in late February. So about, you know, a little under a grand to do 1,000 litres. Now in a lot of places, it's closer to 180. So there's still an 800 euro per 1,000 litre difference in that. And this is taking away almost 300 euro of it. Still obviously welcomed by the agriculture sector, but not quite meeting those full costs. A bit more fulsome when it comes to the haulage sector. So they are getting what's called the Road Transporters Support Scheme. It's similar to a scheme that they ran in the wake of the invasion of Ukraine, in that it's direct payments and it's based on how many vehicles that a licensed haulage company has that are over 3.5 ton in weight. So for the first 5 vehicles, they will get 1,350 euro per month. That's up from 1,200 euro the last time they ran this scheme. For number 6 to 20, it's 790 euro. And then for any vehicles over 21 that they might have in the fleet, it's 300 euro per vehicle, which is up from 200 the last time. And having crunched the numbers, the Department of Transport says that the average licensed haulier, they say, has 17 vehicles in their fleet, which would mean a payment of 16,230 euro a month between now and July, and then also backdated to March.
So what else of note then will be discussed at Cabinet today, Sean?
So there's a few other bits going before ministers today. I think one of the more interesting or novel ones that we're seeing is a memo from Dara Cleary, the Social Protection Minister, on a domestic violence travel supplement. So this is going to be a new financial support that will be available to people fleeing domestic violence to meet their immediate travel needs, whether, I suppose, that's getting away from a particularly abusive relationship. Perhaps they are working in the area that they had lived and will now need to commute somewhere. It'll be modelled off the rent supplement, and it's not going to be means tested for the first 3 months, with then an option for people to apply for a further 3 months that would be means tested. It's also not a set amount, so they're taking applications for this as it comes, and basically depending on what the travel need is, they will adjust the amount they're paid. The only, I suppose, caveat for people who find themselves in such a really difficult situation trying to get away from an abusive relationship is that they need to prove it, essentially. They need to confirm that through either a referral from a Cohen-funded service provider that they maybe have been engaging with, a copy of a court order, or written evidence from the likes of a GP as well. So there is a little bit of red tape to it, but it's something that they think, along with the likes of, say, the supplementary welfare allowance, which already exists for hotel accommodation in an emergency scenario. It will just give that extra bit of help if people are, maybe they're in an abusive relationship and subject to coercive control when it comes to the finances. There's a lot of difficult situations like that, and that's going to get the nod from Cabinet today.
Plenty more from Sean Defoe as we go throughout the day, and that Cabinet meeting is underway.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.